Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Do you have some sort of chronic condition that causes you pain, whether it's arthritis, osteo or rheumatoid arthritis, or lupus, or, you know, even things like MS, and you've got pain from all of these things? Well, you can still exercise. And in most cases, and many cases, exercise can make your condition and your situation just so much better. My guest is Deborah Redder. She's an ACSM Exercises Medicine Network Team Builders Team Advisor. So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about pain management, chronic conditions, things that might be helped with exercise, and how, what really people can do supposedly if they have arthritis. Can they exercise, and what are some of the best exercises?
Exercise and physical activity for those individuals who have arthritis can present itself in a lot of ways. Specifically, physical activity to move the joints and get the synovial fluid and the blood and all the joints lubricated. We say that often motion is lotion. And so people with arthritis benefit from physical activity and they do feel better. With pain, the tendency is not to exercise and to rest. However, on the contrary, exercise benefits those with pain and joint discomfort more than staying at rest.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you and I know that as health professionals, but people don't always realize that. So, you know, let's talk for an example about somebody with joint pain, whether it's from arthritis or fibromyalgia or polymyalgia or, you know, any of these things. Water exercise the best, or walking? Are any of these more detrimental than they should be? And can they help with the actual pain?
When you're choosing your mode of exercise, whether you're in the pool with water or whether you are on in a land-based program, there's still discomfort. Both are beneficial. Sometimes it's personal desire for either. However, with land-based exercises, the weight-bearing capacities help with osteoporosis as well, and also help with daily living activities. And so it's good to functionally do those daily living activities and gain some more mobility. One of the greatest aspects of training to avoid pain is to use a modified isometric exercise. And that is one that where you just press and contract the muscle. Continue breathing. You can certainly do this for about 6 seconds. But the key here is the joint doesn't move. So if there's pain in the joint, the muscle is still contracting, doesn't change length or change shape, but the muscle fibers are working.
Well, that's very, very good advice and something that people can take heed. So you can always, even if you have back problems, low back, you can work your core and strengthen that up by doing some isometric contractions, tightening up your abdominal muscles, squeezing your tush, working on these muscles without actually taking them through range of motion. Now, what do you think for people with chronic pain, Deborah, about doing something after they exercise? So I've always told people, up to the pain, not through the pain. The old adage, work through the pain, does not apply. In this case, up to the pain, not through it. But what about afterward? Do you like ice? Do you like heat? What do you like?
Well, both. And one way to look at it is if there's actual swelling, then you're always safe to put some ice and cool down the area so that it doesn't promote further swelling. Now, if there's no swelling at all and you just have some discomfort, then heat comes in handy. So you have to look at the joint and and decide on how you want to handle that. With rheumatoid arthritis, however, when the joint is very warm, or you suspect that you're in a flare-up situation, then you actually want to rest.
Well, that's really a good point, because people definitely don't know when that sort of point is. And in arthritis, or rheumatoid specifically, or any of the algas, you know, or even lupus, it can actually exercise, and this is one of those conditions we're talking about, can actually aggravate it, and it can build on itself, can't it?
It can sometimes. And it really depends on the severity of the systemic disease. And if anyone suspects that they have rheumatoid or lupus, then really following their physician's directives is a smart way to go.
Absolutely. That's one of the things. Now, let's talk about basic back pain. You know, half the country suffers from it at some point.
I sure do.
And even knee pain, too. But so what exercises do you love for people with back pain?
We love the ability to work the whole core. And I like to think of the core as being from the sternum on down to the hips. It's a little bit larger area full of abdominal muscles, each having its own purpose for our movement capabilities. But strengthening the core is one of the primary builders for better posture and to stabilize back pain, particularly the transverse abdominis, which is like your girdle. It's the one that is the innermost, and oftentimes the one we use when we just want to flatten our tummies and have a little leaner, sleeker look.
Well, that's certainly, ladies listening out there, that is the one she's talking about that runs right across your girdle area there like a spank. And so you can really strengthen up that area. And what about knee pain? What do you like to do for knee pain?
With knee joint pain, a good rule of thumb is to strengthen and do some resistance training for the muscles above the joint. So the quadriceps, the core, and also working the knee through a very slow and controlled range of movement, again, to the point of discomfort. But again, a good rule of thumb is to strengthen the muscles above the knee when you have knee pain.
Well, and again, you want to make sure to strengthen those muscles above that joint and even the hamstrings, the quadriceps. You want to avoid that imbalance, right, of musculature, Deborah? You don't want one set of muscles and then its opposing set of muscles to be very much stronger than the other.
Yes, and we all have a tendency to work the muscles in our lives that are in the front of our body. And to really create a better balanced structure, we need to spend equal or even a little bit more time working the muscles in the back of the body.
That's so great advice. That is great advice. Now, in the last 20 seconds, Deborah, wrap it up for us on living with chronic pain and exercise.
Living with chronic pain and exercise is dealing with symptoms and addressing those symptoms, because chronic pain really is something that is not solvable with modern medicine. It's something that will stay with us for a while. And so it really needs our full attention and our discipline, as well as our attitude, to be in a really good spot.
That is a great way to learn that you can live with chronic pain, and that exercise, in most cases, in many cases, can actually help reduce that pain. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Train Your Body. Stay well.